Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell.
Man, the hits just keep on coming. Let's continue and sort of end this sports conversation for today with a final question. And when we think about professional sports leagues, whether it's domestic or international, is there a league in the eyes of you gentlemen that sets the gold standard for their players? And I'll start with you, sir.
I would say English Premier League soccer. If you look at a league where the players are protected, where they can't just be traded away, where there's a real belief that, you know, for example, I don't know if you guys watch Premiership soccer, but they kneel at the beginning of games to stamp out racism.
Yeah.
The fans don't go crazy. The other players don't refuse to do it. Everybody does it in unison together. My answer would be English Premier League soccer. I'm not sure that any of the American leagues particularly take care of their athletes all that well.
And those players are making good money over there too, aren't they?
Slightly, yes, they are.
Jackson, what do you think?
The Premier League is actually, that's a really good one. That's right up there. But honestly, when it comes to as far as freedom, players being able to speak their minds, I think the NBA does a good job as far as having their players be at the forefront, as far as, especially the stars. I think they've done a really good job at making the stars of the team just like a, almost like icons in
very
a way.
Iconic.
Very
Absolutely.
Iconic. And, yeah. and I, you know, you could bring up Jordan or Kobe or whoever, but I just think there's a sense of however your team is, your NBA team is doing in your current city or state, if you're winning, you're truly winning, you're going to feel it.
Yep.
You feel this sense of community around you. We felt it here in Phoenix, obviously, the last couple seasons, but it goes both to you know, Kobe and what he represents as far as consistency and passion and you know.
Is he your GOAT?
Is Kobe my GOAT? No, I actually have Michael Jordan as my GOAT.
I know it's
Michael
Jordan's my GOAT.
I knew I liked it for a
proper answer.
Michael Jordan is my GOAT.
He should be everyone's GOAT.
He should be everyone's
The NBA, because I think.
An intelligent person.
They get a lot of presence in the media. They're able to speak their minds, and the NBA supports their best players.
Guaranteed contracts, too.
Yeah. That's for sure. I mean, Jalen Brunson out here with a 110 mil. That's you know, that's the way we're going with it. So,
what about you, Mr. Mitchell?
English Premier League, great answer. I do like that. I've actually grown to really enjoy watching soccer Saturday mornings. But I definitely agree with Jackson. It's the NBA, hands down for me, because I look at how they've grown the game and expanded the game. It's truly an international game today. With, you know, you have kids all over the world who aspire to be basketball players, and the game has evolved so much, and it touches every continent. And to your point, the money in the game is just unimaginable. With the dollars that these guys are making now, you know, even some of your minor role players are making, you know, small millions, you know, and let's remember, you know, someone making $1 or $2 million a year is in the top 1%, probably of 1%.
I was just going to say they're in the top
0.00% in terms of wealth earners in this country. And I literally just saw a graph today about what it took to be wealthy in certain cities. And I think the average here in this town, in Phoenix, the average, what was like the average net worth of someone considered wealthy in this town was $2.5 million. Net worth. And so you're talking about guys all over this country who are making millions upon millions. I mean, you know, over the course of a career, guys like Steph and KD, forget about those guys, because those guys are going to make $600-800 million when it comes to like what they've earned over the course of a career playing NBA basketball. So the way they've expanded this game, you know, most of these guys, if they do things right in their lives and the amount of opportunity beyond the game today, no one should ever walk away from this game broke. Now, we know that will happen. But there's so much opportunity. There's so much iconic ability to develop a brand and a name around who you are as an individual and take that and leverage that for so many years beyond your playing years. You know, there are guys that played this game 20 years ago that could walk down the street. You'd have no idea who they are. Mm-hmm. I don't think that exists today, you know, with television, with NBA League Pass, literally being able to watch every game every night for an entire season. These guys are known everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's hard to argue
no
English
question.
Premier. I'm more familiar with the NBA
yep.
game, and I'd have to agree. I think the league has a fair amount to do with it in the way they globalize the game intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike NFL, et cetera, there's been for years, strong intention around we're going to globalize this game and we want players in Europe to be just as good as players in the United States. And I think it's paid off. The love for the sport and the desire for a kid to be in the NBA, no matter where they are, I don't know if I've seen anything like it.
Mm-mm.
So that's been great. I also think the fact that you only got five folks on the court helps a lot too. You know, unlike soccer, unlike football, you don't have a helmet on, right? There's a lot going on. and it's a pure form of athleticism also. I think the fact that there's a female companion to it helps as well. I think the NBA has actually benefited from making the WNBA something important to sport. And it's got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. We all know that. But I think the NBA has also benefited from that. So for me, I'd agree. I think, you know, one of the things, I'm not a huge basketball fan, believe it or not. I'm still a football guy. I always will be. But I also feel like an alien because of it. And I think that says a lot for what the league is doing. So I was sort of kind of like, yeah, I guess I better start watching when the playoffs started to get vibrant. So
who's responsible for that? NBA. You say David Stern? Or would you say what commissioner or what individual is responsible for that growth, the expansion?
Number 23 from North Carolina.
6'6".
He changed the landscape of the game on an international scale. There's just no doubt. I mean, I remember when I would travel anywhere in the world. This was before the days of social media. And people would ask, where are you from? And they could barely speak any English, yep. But where are you from? In broken English, from Chicago. First thing anyone would say.
Scottie Pippen. No.
Michael Jordan. That was
How many times did you watch Come Fly With Me? I mean, amazing, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, Stern.
I think Stern's got a point. I think it's Michael Jordan in a lot of respects. But I also want to, I'm thinking about it from a landscape of, and you use the term intentional. And I think that tells me that there's people inside the league who said, okay, we're going to go here because we want the game to be a global game for a kid in Lithuania can aspire to be, you know, a player in this league.
But I think they've all, yeah, that's a great point. But big 2-3 guy as well. But you got to pay homage prior.
Oh, sure.
They're the Birds. They're the Magic Johnsons, right?
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Bill Lambert.
When did it really start? Seriously, I mean, Dr. J, and you know, Julius Erving, that's, you know, Iceman, all this kind of stuff, man, that was like, and I think sometimes we forget about Magic and the impact that he actually had on the game. Now, I grew up in East Lansing part of my childhood, too, so it was always like.
So you're not biased is what you're saying.
I'm not winning time.
I'm not biased. So great conversation, guys. Time flies. What a way to spend the afternoon, man.
Yeah, for sure. Enjoyed it.
It's been awesome. So want to thank you guys for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.